producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Not a bad idea at all, 855-993-7569. So we're going to freeze the question of cryogenic preservation temporarily because Johnny wants to talk and phone calls go first. Johnny, welcome. How may I help you?
Hello there.
Hi.
Well, I just want to know, this is a big question for me. Am I making the right decision of letting my divorce be final on February 22nd?
Okay. Give me some background here.
Excuse me. Anyway, this is heavy on my heart. So I'm nervous.
Okay.
So I guess maybe I'll let you ask me questions. So I can call.
Well, it's so how long have you been married?
A year and oh gosh. Well, June will be 2 years.
Okay, so about a year and a half.
So yeah.
All right. How old are you, Johnny?
50.
And how old is your partner?
46.
How long did the two of you know each other before you got married?
We dated for 6.5 years, or between six and six and a half years.
Okay. How long has it been since you were living together?
The final part of her stuff she took out about 2 months ago.
So you'd well, does that mean that the two of you had separated before that? It sounds like.
Yes.
So how long were you together before she decided she wasn't happy?
I think it was 2 weeks after we got married. She took off for a week.
Where'd she go?
And then she came back. It was different. I think it was one to a family friend and one to family, to her parents.
And what precipitated her abandonment after 2 weeks of marriage?
At that time, I've never really gotten clear about the truth of it, but she was on a medication, a prescription medication that was making her really be unpredictable. So
was she on that medication before you got married?
Yes, and it was well hidden. She was really good at hiding it. And
well, did the two? All right, so let's go back to, since the marriage, the comfort level of the marriage seems very ephemeral. So let's go back to the six and a half years of dating. The two of you, did you live together before you got married at all?
One time we tried it for about 7 weeks.
And what happened during that 7 weeks?
I don't know. We weren't on the same page.
Well, how long luckily, into the dating was that?
Oh, that was only about a year prior to us getting married.
Okay. So you've been dating for 5 years. You decided to live together for a couple months. It didn't work at all. So you went back to dating. Who decided that it was a good idea to get married given the fact that you really couldn't live together very profitably?
It was my idea. And during the 5 or 6 years together, we broke up quite a few times, and that was mostly my doing because I always felt there was this thing missing, and I couldn't put my finger on it. And
can you put your finger on it now?
All I can say is I think I thought she was happier than she was.
Well, but yeah, I hear that, and I hear that medication. What's your diagnosis? Bipolarity?
I would, I guess. I don't know. So I don't think she's ever been diagnosed.
Well, but you're telling me she's on medication.
No. She was taking prescription medication like codeine and stuff.
For what?
For extracurricular activity, not just for pain.
So she was using drugs. She was using drugs,
yes.
Recreational,
yes,
drugs.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that. All right. So was she a drug user for the entire time that you were dating?
I think from what I gathered from her conversation is it was like 2010 and we started in 2008. So it was hid for years and I didn't
okay.
know it.
Was she working outside during the time you were dating? Did she have a job?
Yep, had a great job and hasn't worked in a little over 2 years. Hasn't had a job.
Why has she not had, what happened about her work?
They gave her a lot of, what do they call that, on where there was a surgery on her arm and she was on labor and industry. And then that completely stopped.
Workman's comp kind of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay, so she hasn't worked, and if she had a problem with drug usage before, and then she had surgery, which probably implies some level of pain, they probably up the ante a bit. All right, so
Go ahead.
So she's not work. So she's got workman's comp at this moment.
That ended completely about 10 months ago.
All right, so is she working at all?
No.
All right, so her workman's comp ended very, very soon into your marriage. Is that why?
Correct.
So why? I mean, I can understand why she'd want to get married. If not, I mean, looking at you, independent of any of the emotional content of saying, mm-hmm. "Gee, you know, I'm on workman's comp. It's going to end. I don't want to go back to work. Or I can't go back to work. So I don't want to starve to death. So I'll get married." But why would you go along with that?
I'm sorry. Do you mind repeating that? I was trying to understand what you were saying. I didn't get it. Say that again.
That's okay. All right. I can understand why she'd want to get married from an economic point of view. You know, mm-hmm. that I'm not working. My compensation's about to run out. I don't want to go back to work. I don't have any viable means of support. I'll get married because then I'll be taken care of. So that makes sense from mm-hmm. her point of view. But why, mm-hmm. from your point of view, would you want to get married?
Well, I didn't mind her not working, but I got married because I finally, after 5 years, chose her and said, "This is the woman I'm going to marry."
Have you
and
been
so
married
took another
before?
Year or so to, yes, 26 years ago.
Okay. Well, but I mean, I all right. So let's focus on that. Why, after 5 years of essentially a very rocky relationship, 7 months mm-hmm. of living together that didn't work at all, why would you decide this is the person I want to marry? What was the basis of that?
I realized that my whole life I've always lived the grass is greener, and I was ready to change and be a better person and stop doing that.
Well, during the time that you dated her, did you date other women?
No. In fact, when I met her, I was changing enough to where I said, I want to be a better person. It's the only person I've ever cheated on.
She's the only person you ever cheated on?
I've never cheated on.
Oh, the only person you've never cheated on. Got it.
I've been faithful, yes, for what, almost 8 years.
Has she had any affairs?
Yes, and that's what this is about.
No, that isn't what it's about. It's really not.
Well, it's about trust. No, it's not.
I don't even think it's that, honey. I think what you decided is you made a determination and then you just put blinders on. Because if you look at this from everything you're telling me, this relationship makes no sense to either of you on any basis. The factor, it seems to me, the fact that she cheated, I mean, I'm sure it was the straw that broke the camel's back, but it seems to me that you are a determined human being. And when you decide something, that you stick to it. Let me put you on hold. Think about that for just a minute. And
right.
I'll come back to you in just a second, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com where the first 30 days are on us.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569, we're talking with Johnny, who's not a very happy camper today, in that he's been married for about a year and a half, and his wife basically is filing for divorce, and he's saying, okay, what do I do now? And if we look back at the history, they've been dating each other for quite some period of time. But and it sounds like Johnny's had somewhat of a checkered past when it comes to women in terms of fidelity. But he really committed to the current woman and has never cheated on her. What was the actual affair that precipitated her? Was it her? Is she with somebody else right now?
No, but I will tell you, I'm the one that filed for divorce. I think I heard you say she did.
Okay. No, I said she left, but you filed.
Gotcha. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I filed in March, like 8 months after we got married.
Okay. And because of the infidelity?
Because of the same guy. Moved in with him and then moved back in. I let her move back in, and then it fell apart again, and then she went to Mexico with him, and then she came back again, and now she's gone because I just said no more. So
why did you let her back in?
Well, when you left on the break, you said something about determined or committed.
Uh-huh.
And asked me to think about it, and then I thought, you know, you're right, because I was with my kid's mom for almost 10 years, and we never married, but we were together almost 10 years, and I just kept trying and trying and trying. And I have employees that have been with me 10-plus years, and I keep them. I try to keep the same thing working. And that's probably the best thing that works is my business. So,
what kind of work do you do?
You're right. I am determined.
What kind of business
do you have? I'm a contractor.
Okay.
Remodeling.
Yeah, that's what is. And let me tell you why I said that. There were warning signs all along that clearly this was a passionate relationship, but it seemed to me what made this what fueled this relationship was your commitment to her, that I'm not going to cheat, that I'm going to, you know, that I'm tired of dating, I'm tired of cheating, I want to settle down. And she was the target of opportunity. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. That it's like people will call up and ask me something, and they'll say, well, people have said that before. And my point is, when you're ready to hear it, you're ready to hear it. And before you're ready to hear it, it doesn't make any difference. And you were ready at that moment in your life to commit. The question is, well, it's not even did you commit to the wrong person. It's that once you committed, it's like you turned off any ability to evaluate what was really going on, because there were all sorts of warning signs. When the two of you tried to live, I mean, you kept breaking up. She had a problem with substance abuse. When you tried living together, it didn't work at all. She loses her, she gets in a situation where that whatever drug usage she has is going to increase, not decrease. She then loses her job, and the two of you go ahead and get married. And that would seem to me to say, it's not that you don't have to love her or support her, but there's not a draft looking over your shoulder. She's not pregnant. And clearly, whatever it was that sort of fueled this, that you were committed to the idea of commitment rather than looking at this woman and saying, does this relationship make any sense? I don't know anything about her except that it sounds to me that she sort of made the decision of, well, you know, I really care about him, and I need somebody to take care of me, and he's, you know, I don't have a job, and I don't know exactly what her reasoning is because I can't be inside her head, but it clearly didn't hold up very well after 2 weeks of, you know, that's not even a honeymoon. She was out of there. And it would seem to me that, and again, not really knowing anything about her except from your perspective, and your perspective, with all due respect, sucks because you just decided you were not going to pay any attention to who she really was. This is the woman you decided to commit to. You're committed, period, the end. And while on some level that may be sort of valuable, it clearly doesn't work very well in a relationship because you've got two people. At a work situation, because you have the power, it might work, it might not. I don't know anything about your business, and it may be that you have some people who are undermining you. I, you know, and it's sort of irrelevant. But in a relationship, even when somebody has the economic power that you had, and my guess is, looking at it from her point of view, not really knowing anything about her personality or anything else, just from your point of view, that her way of saying you don't have the power was her acting out. Drugs, leaving, not telling where she was, having affairs. This was her way of trying to negotiate some kind of balance of power in the face of your absolutely unwavering commitment. And I think on some level, I would even say as a psychologist that she's saying, you know, your commitment is to the ideal of commitment, not to me. And so she acted like a 2-year-old. She just did everything that she could to make you waver. I guess, to make her feel important. But this isn't the way that adult human beings run sane relationships. So in answer to the question, should I get divorced, the answer is unquestionably yes. Now, then the question becomes, is there anything in this relationship that's salvageable? It is not salvageable as it is now. Because if you take her back, which you've done before, we know what's going to happen. You're going to feel like you just did this wonderful thing because you're such a great guy and you're so committed. She's going to feel like she's scum, and she's going to start doing the acting out to prove that you're not as great as you think you are and to see where your breaking point is. So, yes, you have this situation, this syndrome has to end. It's incredibly destructive to both of you. The question then is, is there anything salvageable here? Can she get off drugs? Can she? I mean, I think both of you need some time apart from each other to say, you need to look at who she really is, not your commitment to fidelity. You have to have a commitment to a person, not to an ideal. She needs to figure out what the hell she's doing, but she's going to continue to try and puncture the inflated view that you're this all-forgiving, all-loving, great guy. Because it's clearly chafing to her, and understandably so. I mean, nobody wants to be married to a saint. And so the more saintly you become, the more devilish she becomes. Well, who needs that for either of you? It gets you no place. All you have is a kabuki dance here. There's no intimacy. There may be great sex occasionally, but it's going to be the kind of sex that is aggressive. It's the kind of sex that really focuses on the four-letter interpretation of it. I mean, you guys are messing with each other. I mean, it's destructive. It's not very pleasant. It's not very nice. And, it can't go on, which is, I think, what. So, yes, divorce her. But then you have to figure out what, if either of you have any value in your own in each other's lives. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's so much nonsense between the two of you. It sounds like the issue of compatibility has never really been part of your relationship. I can't imagine, to be quite honest, you guys sitting around eating popcorn and watching a DVD together. I mean, it sounds like it's all Sturm und Drang, it's all, you know, maybe passionate, it's yelling at each other, it's sulking, it's too much drama. And put you on hold, we'll come back and see if there's anything else we need to go over. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so Johnny, I did want to give you a chance to kind of either ask questions or respond or whatever, because as you hear, I think that this, in answer to your initial question, my guess is that you probably already knew that. It's just hard for you to give up the notion that I committed to something and, you know, and I should see it through. But I think at some point, listen, I'm a great fan of commitment, but not blind obedience, because the issue about blind obedience is not the obedience, it's the blindness.
Sure. And I, first of all, I feel better. I did already know the answer. I just wanted you to tell me. But I think where it's really broke down the last 5 or 6 months is I have put my foot down and stopped the pansy forgiveness, and it's really made her mad, which I really saw a different side of her. So I do know that the divorce is the best thing.
Well, but also understand that that you convinced her that no matter what she did, you'd put up with it. So
yes.
You're equally complicit. That's why I said kabuki dance. Yeah. It really requires both of you to do your part. But the parts are so destructive. And I clearly the two of you have a connection with each other. Now, whether it's a viable connection that has any possibility of offering either of you any comfort or stability or pleasure as you move forward is unclear, which is why I think you have to end the chapter or chapters that have basically ensued, is that if it's going to work, it has to work on a different basis, that she has to be off drugs so you have the feeling, so she can take responsibility for her behavior, that you have to be willing to negotiate with her rather than either be completely for her or completely against her, because that's really, that's dehumanizing. It's like saying, I'm just trying to think of something I can say that won't get me in serious trouble. It's the other side of bigotry. Instead of saying, I hate all these people because of their race or their hair color or their skin color or their politics, it's saying, I love all these people because of their race or their hair color or their skin color or their religion.
Mm-hmm.
They're equally bigoted. They're just, they're both hard to live with, but it's certainly easier to point your finger and say bad, bad, at the person who says, I hate them. It's hard to look at people who are saintly, who love everybody. And I would argue that nobody loves everybody. They're just, I mean, you have to be on serious drugs. That you love people. I mean, and if we take the word love out and say like, then it makes it much more feasible that we like people who treat us well, who behave, who are interesting. And we dislike people who are rude to us, or try to hurt our feelings, are violent, are boring. And so if we sort of look, instead of the love word, we look at the like word, I think it makes our lives much easier. And we commit to people who are likable. And it's not that they have to be perfect, but when they're not being perfect, when we don't like them very much, we tend to negotiate with them because we remember that we like this part of them, we don't like this part. So we say to them, listen, I really like it when you do this, and I really don't like it when you do that. And they say, well, okay, I'll stop doing that, or I don't care, or, well, I don't like it when you do this, so I'll stop doing this if you're doing that. And there are all sorts of ways of dealing with like. Once we say love, it's like my view of the Middle East, which is you can negotiate real estate. You can't negotiate God gave this to me. And to a certain extent, love becomes that, well, yeah, I love you, which is that God gave this to me. Excuse me. So,
goodness.
You knew what I was going to say. Why had you come to the same conclusion?
Because I'm a really big self-reflector. I mean, I've done it my whole life, and I've looked at it the last 9 or 10 months and really saw my part in this and I want to be a better person, and I know where I went wrong, and I guess I...
Well, but be a better person and also negotiate.
My parents aren't alive anymore. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Be a better person, not from... You want to be in a relationship not from a position of moral superiority, but from a position of this is the right thing to do, and I want... I mean, being a saint is thankless and unprofitable and probably not even feasible. So what you want to do is think about what you're doing, and doing the right thing becomes much more complicated in a relationship because it's not unilateral. That the right thing in a relationship with one of your employees may not be the right thing in a relationship with another of the employees. So the challenge becomes, how am I a good boss to people who are very different, but still appear fair, still not only appear fair, but be fair? And that's the challenge of running a business with multiple employees. If different people are going to want different things, but there also has to be some basis of equality so that people don't get jealous. And whether that's payment or that I give them different job descriptions, or there are lots of ways of doing it. Well, in a relationship, you're not in charge. A relationship is something that you negotiate. So, and what might be right for you may not be right in a relationship because you're talking about another person. So things are negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Saints don't negotiate. Devils don't negotiate. Human beings who are looking for good relationships do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate this. I know you spend a lot of time with me. So,
well,
I'm a faithful listener.
Well, I appreciate it. All right, so faithful listeners, we put up about the day in history, and apparently, according to man, they're equally divided. Are you in favor of it or against it? Or do you care one way or the other?
I don't care about that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's probably what it comes down to, right? I want what I want. All right, fair enough. All right, Johnny, listen, good luck.
I've got too much on my plate. That's all. Thank you.
Fair enough. And listen, what you need to do is, being divorced doesn't mean that you don't, that you necessarily never have to see each other again or talk to each other again or hate each other again. It's just you can't go on this kind of level. So you need to end, and both of you sound to me that you're very symbolic creatures. So you need to have a clear ending to one stage. And then the question is, where do we go from here?
Correct. Thank you.
And do either of us have any interest in going anyplace? All righty.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Maybe one day I'll tell her I called. She can listen to this.
Fair enough.
Okay. Not right now.
Up to you. Not necessary. Yeah. You know, I promise I won't come and haunt you. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. So, I mean, you hear that if you call, the earlier you call in the program, the more, I mean, if Johnny had called, you know, with 5 minutes left to go in the program, we'd either have to hold him over or give him homework or whatever. So calling early in the program, especially if you think things are a bit complicated, gives all of us a little bit more wiggle room. Speaking of wiggle room, all right, so we had started with the concept of freezing, of cryogenesis and cloning. Mm-hmm. So let's attack it, shall we?
Sure. We asked if people were in favor of cryogenic preservation or cloning. Why or why not? Tracy says, why not? There should be two of me. I am awesome.
Well, okay, fair enough. I mean, who would be in charge? Who would decide, for example, who got to go to the prom or who got the date for New Year's Eve or, I don't know, you want to switch off? And there are all sorts of tales of identical twins kind of switching off. I don't know. What would you do with the clone? I mean, the positive thing is you'd probably get twice as much stuff done. But the question is, who decides what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think cloning could be a little more complicated than we think it is.
Yeah. There seems
fair enough. I think she's doing it sort of more tongue-in-cheek than, you know, I can hardly wait to... because they can... Did you know people clone animals?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've heard about, I mean, obviously the whole deal with sheep for the longest time, right? And
whose name was, her name was Joy Brown or something. Joy something Brown. Was the first, let's see if I can find it. Was the first cloned sheep, well, the sheep.
Oh, you're being serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. The sheep was named,
I mean, it really was. It wasn't me.
Brown.
It's the misspelled kind of brown, but
okay. Yeah, I was chuckling there because I thought you were joking, but no.
No.
Okay. Wow.
Let's see, cloned. Let's see if I can find it. Cloned human. She wasn't. All right, let's do cloned sheep. There's something cloned sheep. All right, you keep going. I'll see if I can find this.
Terry says that is just too creepy.
Dolly was the first clone sheep, that one I remember.
Okay.
I think it was the first child who was born. There is a child who was born from, let's see, but cloned human, I don't know. I don't think humans have actually been cloned per se. I'll find it.
But there's always been the talk of it, though.
Yeah. But maybe it was the first child that was born something. She's 20 years old or something. I'll figure it out. All right. 855-993-7569. We'll be back talking about cryogenesis and cloning when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. It turns out I was trying to remember exactly what it was, and obviously the reason I remembered, Baby Faye was the first infant who got a baboon heart. I remember that because it was like 2 days after my birthday. It was in San Francisco, and because I went to a Halloween party where people had a baboon mask and diapers on. San Francisco is a very irreverent city. Eve was the first supposedly cloned baby that was born in 2002. So I don't know where I got the... There was some kind of strange thing that was where the kid was named something Joy Brown or Joy something Brown or whatever. I'll find it out sooner or later. But worry not about it. I remembered it for the obvious reason. All right, so let's go back to so cloning. You want double the amount of stuff get done. I don't know what I'd do with the clone. Who would do the program? Would I argue with myself? No. All right, let's see what else we got. So people are focused more on the cloning than the cryogenesis, huh?
Yeah, it seems like. We'll see what we get here in these other responses. But Amber says, I am not in favor because I do not think God intended for any of that.
Well, I mean, it's kind of messing with Mother Nature. And, you know, if I'd put up on the website, do you think we should mess with Mother Nature? I suspect people would say no. But then you have to think about all the ways we do mess with Mother Nature that we think benefit us, including penicillin, X-rays, CAT scans, surgery, antibiotics. Well, penicillin, I suppose, falls into that category. Automobiles, television, internet. So, I mean, there's an awful lot of stuff where that we do that really is not part of the natural world that is hugely beneficial and has, for example, lengthened lifespan and made life presumably, among other things, more enjoyable or healthier or whatever. All right, so I'm not arguing. I'm just saying it's a little more complicated than just, okay, well, this doesn't feel very good. All right, keep going.
Liz says, talk about giving someone the cold shoulder.
Well, you could say till hell freezes over. I mean, there are all sorts of, you know, and a manny-sickle.
Amy says, no, I think that is crossing a line. And once you go there, I don't think you can come back.
Well, people have crossed the line. The point is that there are people. Let's see if we can figure out how many people. You keep going. I'll see if I can Google how many people are cryogenically. There's a place in, I think it's in Southern California. Where else? Cryogenic. Let's see. I'm trying to think how I'm going to look for it. Cryogenic specimens. Cryogenically frozen chamber therapy. Let's say cryogenically frozen and see how many.
Just a couple.
Frozen child, the youngest person to be cryogenically preserved.
Huh.
A 2-year-old Thai girl became the youngest person to be frozen. Okay, keep going. Let's see if I can figure out how many.
Just a couple left here. Darlene says, God created each of us as individuals and gave us an undetermined lifespan. Only he knows when we are going to be called home. So, no, I don't agree.
Okay. This one says, a site for a major cryogenics organization in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Alcor Life Extension Foundation. That's the one I knew about. They said the quick eight people who have been cryogenically preserved. So keep going, and I'll sort of pull this up, and we'll sort of end up on this. Okay.
All right. The last one here from Drew, and he says, winter weather has finally hit Tokyo, and I'm afraid I'll accidentally be cryogenically preserved if I can't get the heating oil guy out soon to sell me some.
Well, we'll do everything we can. All right, because you could be the ninth. All right, as I mentioned, James Bedford, which I did remember right, was the first person to be cryogenically preserved. He left money for a steel capsule and liquid nitrogen in his will. He died January 12th, 1967, which we see, I got it all right. It was a big day for the cryogenics community. They still refer to January 12th as Bedford Day. Okay? And the Time magazine did an article that said, never say die. He was switched to a different take in 1991 and would appear that everything has held up thus far. How would you check it out? I don't know. Dick Clare Jones was in the TV industry, a producer, actor, and writer who had a hand in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Thomas K. Donaldson, a mathematician. FM 2030, he was born in, I don't even know where, changed his name to reflect his goal of living to be 100. 2030 would have been his 100th birthday. He predicted 2030 would be a magical time. We will build ageless and everyone will have an excellent chance to live forever. He died in 2000 at 69. He succumbed to pancreatic cancer, cryogenically frozen because he believed that people would soon develop synthetic organs. Dora Kent her son was a board member of the Alcor Life Extension Foundation. In 84, she came down with a fatal case of pneumonia and was unable to recover. She was brought to the Alcor facility so they could freeze her when she died. They did, with no doctor present. When a quarter later expected, they removed her head. He first agreed with the pneumonia assessment, then reversed his decision and said he thought she was murdered. Ooh. Jerry Leaf, who was Alcor's vice president. Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, I did know about that one where they froze his head.
His son was Adam, and his father wanted to be preserved to be brought back in the future and wanted his whole family to follow suit so they could be reunited. Ted's will said he wanted to be cremated. His daughter, by his first wife, took his son to court over the matter. They produced a family pack signed on a cocktail napkin, which seemed pretty strange. John Henry Williams, Ted's son, stayed true to his word. He died of leukemia. He had joined his dad. Wait a minute. Oh, rats. There was something that was missing that was talking about rats. Sorry, it was talking about Walt Disney. So that's what I wanted to find out, and my computer just did its thing. So, all right, so did we get the last one?
That was the last one from Drew, yes.
Well, see, now I wanted to know about, I mean, the point being that we just don't know the long-term effects. I didn't realize that there were only 8 people that had actually had been preserved that way. I thought there were more than that.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Well, because you always see it in movies. I mean, there's so many movies where they, what was the Sylvester Demolition Man, where they put him in a cryogenic state as like a prison sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's interesting.
There we go. Never say we don't talk about interesting things around here. 855-993-7569. I'm the unfrozen Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.